First, I'd like to praise and thank God I can be here with you to worship the true and living God.
首先，我要感谢主，可以让我在这边跟诸位一起聚会。
Today, as we speak, there's a regional high school theological seminar that's going on in San Jose Church.
其实在今天，在圣何西教会，同时也有一个高中生的审讯班正在进行。
And the theme for this year is a life of love.
那今年的主题就是是爱的生命。
So that's why this morning I'd like to share with you true love.
因此，我今天早上要跟大家分享的就是真正的爱。
When we think about true love,
当我们来想思考真爱
，What is true love?
什么样才是真正的爱呢
？So I type in the computer, right, the definition of true love.
那我就打开电脑，把这个字打上去，看看它的意义是什么。
So many people have different kind of definition for true love.
每个人的定义都不一样。
One person said, "True love is when." You drink a whole bottle of Coca-Cola just to stay up to think about the one you love.
有人说，真爱就是你喝完一瓶的可口可乐，整个晚上不睡觉，就在想着你所爱的人。
And then another person say true love is to take a whole bottle of sleeping pills so you can sleep and dream about her always.
有人又说，真爱就是你吃一瓶的安眠药，然后整个晚上睡觉在想着那个人。
But as I continue to read the definition of true love,
但是当我继续的在读人们对于真爱的定义的时候
，human being we have no idea what is true love.
人无法真正了解是如何什么才是真正的爱。
Because people live in the world, they live without true love.
因为人活在世上是活着没有真正爱的生活。
Because to make something true is everlasting.
因为真正这个真就是永恒。
And to make something true is not only under time and space, it also can transcend beyond time and space.
因为这个真是不应该被时间跟空间所限制的，应该是超越这一切的。
So the conclusion of true love is only can come from God.
结论就是真正的爱只能是从神而来。
The Bible says God is love.
圣经说神就是爱。
It does not say God is a source of love. God is part of love. Say God is love.
它并没有说神是爱的源泉，或者是它是爱的一部分，而是它就是爱。
So this means everything about God is all about love.
因此，关于神的每一部分都是爱。
If He is love, and then He is the source of love.
他是爱的话，他就是爱的源泉。
So for us to manifest this true love, we must go to God to receive it.
那我们要可以来彰显这份爱，我们要从神那边来领受。
If we look at the whole Bible,
让我们来看圣经。
We can use one word to describe the whole Bible.
圣经可以用一个字来形容。
That is love.
那就是爱。
You see, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
我们知道神一开始创造了天与地。
And He created the moon, the sun, and the stars.
他创造了日月星辰。
But why did He create all these things?
为什么他要创造这一切呢？
Because of His love for you and I,
是他对于你与我的爱。
Then at the end of the book, at the end of the Bible,
在圣经的最末的一本书
，It said that Jesus Christ will come back again.
说耶稣基督会再来。
Why is He gonna come back again?
为什么他要再来呢
？Because of His love for you and I,
是因为他对于你我的爱。
So because He want us to be with Him for eternity in eternal life.
因为他要让我们与他们在永恒里面永远的在一起。
No wonder God is love.
因此神就是爱。
And we know that God's love is so immense.
我们知道神的爱是很伟大的。
Truly His love transcends beyond time and space.
他的爱也超越了空间与时空。
So that's why if we want to know about love,
因此我们要来学习爱的话
we don't go to the poet who write about love.
我们不会去读那些诗人写说什么是爱。
We don't go to those who think they know about love.
我们不会去找那些专家，我们认为他们懂得爱的人去问。
Because we are human beings.
作为人
，our knowledge, our wisdom, our love is very limited.
我们对于爱的了解跟认知是有限的。
So that's why in this world is full of chaos.
正因为如此，世界充满了混乱。
People kill one another.
人会彼此的残杀。
The different countries have war against one another.
国家之间会有战争。
Even within family, we tend to hurt and you know one another.
即使在家庭里面，我们常常也会彼此的伤害。
All of these things happen in this world because human being we do not know what love is.
这一切的发生都是因为我们人不晓得怎么样来真正的去爱彼此。
So we know God is love.
我们知道神是爱。
So what is the definition of true love?
那真爱的定义是什么？
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
让我们翻到哥林多前书十三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8.
哥林多前书十三章第八节。
It says here, love never fails.
这里说爱是永不止息。
This love is a true love.
这就是真爱。
Because true love never fails.
真正的爱是永不止息的。
And what kind of love is this that never fails?
这种永不止息的爱是什么样的爱呢？
That is the love that manifests in verse 4 to verse 7.
那就是记载在第四到第七节里面记载解释的这份爱。
True love suffers long and is kind.
真正的爱它是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
And true love does not envy.
真正的爱是不嫉妒。
And true love does not parade itself, is not puffed up.
真爱是不自夸不张狂。
And true love does not behave rudely.
那真爱也是不会做害羞的事。
And true love does not seek its own.
也不求自己的益处。
And true love is not provoked and thinks no evil.
真爱不会轻易的发怒，不计算人的恶。
And true love does not rejoice in iniquity.
真爱不喜欢不义。
But rejoice in the truth.
只喜欢真理。
And true love can bear all things.
那真爱也是凡事的包容。
Believe all things.
凡事相信。
Hope all things.
凡事盼望。
Endure all things.
凡事忍耐。
No wonder this kind of love can never fail.
所以毫无疑问，这样的爱是永不止息的爱。
But if we reflect on ourselves.
但是当我们来自己反省思考
Do we really have true love?
我们真的有真爱吗？真正的爱吗？
Because this true love is not only between us and God.
因为这份真正的爱心不仅是我们人与神之间
It's also between us and human being.
也是我们在人际关系当中也要存在
So Edward, we as human being, in every relationship, we should manifest this kind of true love.
所以在我们的人际关每一段关系上都要可以彰显这样的一份爱
Maybe think to ourselves.
让我们来思考一下自己。
Maybe this love is only between a man and a woman.
也许这份爱只是在男女之间会存在。
But that's not true.
但其实并不如此。
Because this true love also can manifest to every relationship that we have.
这份爱应该是在每一段我们的人际关系上都可以彰显出来。
For example, David and Jonathan.
比如说就像大卫跟约拿丹
The Bible described that their soul were knit together
圣经记载说他们连他们的魂都是连在一起的
And the way they treat one another they truly manifest true love
那他们彼此对待的方式我们可以看到一份真正的爱
So that's why some you know that's why the homosexual group they say that Jonathan and David they must been homosexual
因为由此有一些同性恋教派的人认为大卫跟约拿丹 他们是同性恋者
Because they say there's no way that Jonathan and David can be that close
因为他们说没有这个不可能他们两个会那么的亲近的不然的话
But the reason they can be that close because they manifest the love of God
他们会如此的亲近是因为他们彼此之间有这份神的真正的爱
The same thing with our Lord Jesus Christ and his disciple
同样的也是存在于耶稣与他的门徒身上
You can see during the time of his ministry he was only 30 something
在他出来传道的时候他是三十出头
But when at the last supper
但是在他最后一个晚餐的时候
We can see Peter sat right next to our Lord Jesus Christ
彼得是坐在耶稣的旁边
And the beloved disciple lay his head on Jesus' bosom
那我们知道他最爱的门徒也在他旁边
So this means they truly love for one another
从这种关系我们可以看到他们真的是彼此的相爱
So nowadays when we have this kind of love it seems that it's very abnormal
像今天的世代我们看到这种爱似乎是不正常的
But this is kind of love we need to pursue for
但这却是我们要去追求的一种关系
Because this is a kind of love that truly can ever be everlasting
因为这种爱的关系才会长存
So for us in this life
在我们今生
We need to try our best to pursue for this love.
我们要努力的来去追求这种爱。
Because we read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
因为当我们来看哥林多前书13章13节。
And now abide faith, hope, love, that these three, but the greatest of these is love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
Yes, the foundation of our faith is faith, hope, and love.
我们信仰的基础就是信、望、爱。
But the greatest of all these three is love.
这三样当中最大的是爱。
So that's why in the book of Matthew,
在马太福音
，Our Lord Jesus Christ said,
耶稣基督说
，Be perfect just like your heavenly Father is perfect.
要像我们的天父一样完全。
There's no way we can be perfect like God.
我们无法像神一样的完全。
But when Jesus said, "Be perfect, just like a heavenly Father is perfect," he's talking about be perfect in love.
所以当耶稣说我们要像我们的父一样完全的时候，他在讲的是在爱中完全。
The love that suffers long and is kind.
这种爱它是恒久忍耐。
The love that can bear all things, hope all things, believe all things, and hope all things.
这种爱是凡事的包容、相信、盼望与忍耐。
One day, every single one of us,
总有一天我们每一个人
will be able to manifest this kind of true love.
我们可以来彰显这份真爱。
We will manifest this true love, and then that Lord Jesus Christ will come back again to take us to be with Him for eternity.
当我们可以达到这一点的时候，耶稣会再来把我们带到永恒。
And let's study a little bit here.
让我们来深入的思考一下。
13 verse 4.
十三章的第四节。
Love suffers long and it's kind.
爱是很久忍耐又有恩慈。
You know, quite often when we suffer,
当我们在受苦的时候
or when we're in the process of suffering,
我们在患难当中的时候
we're not so kind to others.
我们对其他的人并没有恩慈。
If that is the case, we do not have true love.
若是这样的话，我们就没有真正的爱。
For example, some of us we need a lot of sleep.
比如说我们需要睡。
We need a lot. Some of us we need a lot of sleep.
有一些人他们需要睡很多。
And then if we don't sleep enough, we become very grouchy.
当他们没有足够的睡眠的时候，他们就会脾气暴躁。
Then whoever around us, we always quite, you know, we snap at them all the time.
那对于我们周遭，对于他们周遭的人，他们都会脾气不好。
So if we act like this, this means we do not have true love.
但是要是我们这样子做的话，就代表我们没有真爱。
Yes, maybe when we are tired, we are suffering.
的确，当我们疲惫的时候，我们在受苦。
But we should never forget to be kind to one another.
但是不要忘记要彼此的有恩慈的心对待彼此。
And some people when they are hungry.
有些人当他们饥饿的时候
they also get very grouchy.
他们也会脾气暴躁、
so、because of this they are mean to everyone who's around them
正因为如此他们对于他们身边的人也会态度不好
so we act like this means we have not manifest true love
我们要是这样做的话也代表我们没有真正的爱
because true love suffers long and it's kind
因为真正的爱它是恒久忍耐又有恩慈
and true love also does not envy
真爱也是不妒忌
this is very difficult sometimes
这其实有时候是一件很困难的事。
Quite often when we know someone have more money than we do.
当我们晓得对方比我们有钱
we tend to envy them.
我们常常的会嫉妒对方。
Maybe they buy a better house, a better car than we and we can buy, then we also envy them.
那或者对方买比我们更好的房子、更好的车子，我们也会嫉妒对方。
But true love does not envy.
但是真正的爱是不嫉妒。
If anyone have more than we do.
当其他的人比我们拥有的更多
Because of this true love, we should be able to be joyful for them.
出于这份真正的爱，我们应该可以为他们而高兴。
But it's not easy.
但这做起来并不容易。
Because when we see other people have more than we have,
当我们看到对方比我们拥有的更多
and we tend not to be joyful for them.
我们常常的会不会为了他们而觉得喜乐。
But if we manifest true love,
但是当我们有这份真爱在我们心中
When we see our brother and sister blessed by God,
当我们看到我们的弟兄姐妹蒙神的祝福
Then we be able to be very joyful for them
我们就会为他们而喜乐
Because if our brother and sister are blessed by God
因为当我们的弟兄姐妹蒙神的祝福
This means their faith must be strong
代表说他们的信仰是坚实的
And because for this reason we should be able to be joyful for them
出于这个原因我们为他们感到喜乐
So true love does not envy
真正的爱是不嫉妒
and true love does not parade itself is not puffed up
爱是不自夸不张狂
yes maybe some of us have more than others
诚然，有些人比其他的人拥有的更多。
Maybe financially，
在财务上。
Maybe educationally，
在教育上。
So maybe in everything we are bad and we bad off than all the other people。
或在很多很多方面，也许我们比其他的人拥有的更多。
But if we have true love。
但是当我们有真正的爱在我们心中 and parade all these things. 我们不会到处的去宣扬去自夸
and not only that when we talk to one another we don't puff ourselves above one another
当我们在彼此交谈的时候也不会张狂
you can see quite often different denominations
我们看到在外面的各种教派当中
the richer people they always sit in the front
我们会坐做比较富裕的人，他们常常会坐在前面。
And sometimes even the pews have their name on it.
即使有时候连座位上都会有他们的名字。
Because they are more wealthy than others.
因为他们比其他的人更富裕。
And quite often when you go to different denominations.
常常当我们有机会去到其他的教派。
And when you meet a person.
当你去跟一个人见面的时候。
They always introduce one another. I'm Dr. This. I'm Dr. That.
他们常常会自我介绍说我是什么什么医生我是什么什么博士
But if we act such a way this means we do not have true love
但是要是我们这样做的话就代表我们没有真爱
Because true love does not parade itself
因为真爱它是不自夸
True love does not puffed up
它也不张狂
So this means if we truly manifest true love
代表说要是我们真的有这份真爱表现出来的话
Even though in every aspect of our lives,
在我们生活当中的每一个方面
we have more than others,
即使我们拥有的比其他人多
but we'll be the most humble of all,
我们还是一个谦卑的人
because we will know whatever we have is a blessing from God,
因为我们知道我们所拥有的都是神的祝福
and for us to puff up,It's not true love that we have toward one another.
我们若是张狂的话，我们对于其他的人就是没有真正的爱心。
And true love does not behave rudely.
真爱也不做害羞的事。
And true love does not seek its own.
也不求自己的益处。
It's not provoked and thinks no evil.
不轻易发怒。
What does mean to behave rudely?
什么是叫说不做害羞的事呢
Now, quite often when we are more wealthy than others.
常常要是我们比其他的人更富裕
Maybe we treat others just like, you know, they are nobody
我们 会把对方看成是他们一无所知
And when that person, you know, that seemed to not have anything When they talk, when they speak, we just feel that their opinion is nothing to us
或者是要是对方是一个拥有不多的人那我们觉得他们所言所行都是不值一谈的
If we behave in such a way, this is not true love
要是我们这样的来带着这种的态度的话代表我们没有真爱
And true love does not seek its own
真爱也不求自己的益处
In other words, yes, we as human beings, we always want things for ourselves
作为人我们常常都会寻求自己的益处
But if we cannot look, if we only seek for our own, it's not for the other benefit, this means we do not have true love
但是我们要是单单只求自己的益处而不管其他别人的利益的时候代表我们没有真正的爱心
And this goes for every aspect of our lives
这其实在我们生命当中每一个方面都是如此
If we think about what we have
想想看我们所有的
And we think how we treat one another
想想看我们怎么对待其他的人
If we manifest true love
当我们真的有真正的爱心
Because quite often when we try to be puffed up, try to parade ourselves, we might hurt other people.
常常当我们张狂、我们自夸、我们寻求自己的益处的时候，我们会伤害到其他的人。
And quite often make them feel bad about themselves.
我们会让对方会受伤害。
If that's the case, we're just seeking for our own benefit.
这样的话，我们只是寻求自己的益处。
And true love does not provoke or thinks no evil.
真正的爱也是不轻易发怒不计算人的恶
This is also very difficult to do
这也是很困难的一件事
Quite often when we look at a person
常常我们来看一个人的时候
We never tend to look at their strength We always look at their weaknesses
我们常常不会看到对方的强处而是看到对方软弱之处
And because of this when we look at other people We always find the faults in them
正因为如此我们看到对方常常看到的都是他们的错误
But we always can find faults in people This means we do not have true love
当我们常常在人身上只能看到弱点的时候代表我们没有真正的爱
Because when we find faults in a person Quite often we think evil about them
当我们常常在人身上挑毛病的时候我们其实就是在计算着人的恶
But rather when we look at our brothers and sisters
但是当我们来看弟兄姐妹
We try to find what is their strength
我们要来看，哎，他们的长处是什么
？And use their strength to encourage them.
用他们的长处来鼓励他们。
Instead, talk about their weaknesses.
而不是来谈论他们的弱点。
Because sometimes when we talk about each other's weaknesses, we ourselves feel good about ourselves.
当我们来谈论他们的弱点的时候，我们也会倾向于来自我感觉良好。
If that is the case, it means we do not manifest true love.
这样的话，我们就没有办法彰显这份真正的爱。
And true love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth.
真爱也不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
You know, quite often, for example, if we are upset with one another.
有时候，要是我们对对方生气或者不满意的时候
，and maybe something have happened to the person we are upset with.
或者是那个人我们生气的那个人，他们发生了一些事情。
Maybe deep down inside we feel joyful. Why? Because you know, things happen to them.
我们可能在我们内心的深处，我们会觉得高兴，他们周遭了这些不好的事。
But if we feel like this,
但是当我们真的有这种想法的时候
，then the love inside of us is not true love.
在我们心中的爱不是真正的爱。
But when we look at our brothers and sisters,
但是当我们看我们的弟兄姐妹
，if they have any kind of iniquity within them,
在要是我们在他们当中看到有不义的事
，we should feel very sorrowful.
我们应该觉得忧愁。
Why? Because if they have iniquity, this means maybe they cannot enter eternal life.
因为我们知道，当他们身上有不义的事情发生，也许这就会造成他们无法进入天国。
And how can we rejoice in such a thought?
在这种情况下，我们要如何可以来喜乐呢
？And then verse 7,
第七节
，True love be all things, believe all things, hope all things, and do all things.
真爱也是凡事的包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
And verse 7 to sum up what it means to have true love.
第七节就是一个总结，如何才会有真爱。
And we know what Jesus Christ manifests is true love.
我们知道我们的耶稣基督就是带着这样的一份爱。
So that's why for you and I.
因此，对于你与我
，we must pursue this true love.
我们要来追求这种爱。
Because this love does not just fall on us.
这种爱不会就自然的降在我们身上。
If we read chapter 12, verse 31.
让我们来看12:31.
And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, it talks all different kinds of gifts.
在哥林多前书12谈论到了各种的恩赐。
But Paul said, desire the best gift.
但是保罗说，你们要切切的求那个最更大的恩赐。
Because 31 say, but earnestly desire the best gift, and yet I show you more excellent way.
31节，你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐，我现在把最妙的道指示你们。
So in other words, yes, we can pursue of all different kinds of gifts.
换句话来说，我们可以去寻求各种的恩赐。
But there's one gift above all gifts, that is the true love from our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是有一个恩赐是凌驾在所有恩赐之上的，就是主耶稣给教会我们的这种真爱。
So when we manifest the characteristic of true love from verse 4 to verse 7.
所以当我们来学习思考13:4-7真爱爱的真谛的时候
，and this love.Is more important than anything that we can manifest.
这份爱比我们可以学习可以彰显的其他的东西都来得更为重要。
Because Paul truly understood this.
保罗真正的了解这一点。
And that's why in chapter 13 verse 1 it says, Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels.
正因为如此，在13:1他说，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的言语。
But if I have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣、响的钹一样。
Now, quite often when we look at a person,
当我们看到其他的人的时候
，Can you imagine they speak tongues of angels?
我们可以想象他们在讲天使的言语吗
？This means they are very eloquent.
那就代表说他们是很会说话。
Maybe many of us also want to pursue.For this kind of gift,
也许我们很多人都会想有这样的恩赐。
To be so eloquent in our speaking,
在我们讲话上可以很有恩赐。
But Paul says nothing wrong with that.
保罗说这其实这追求这一点并没有错。
Yes, we can speak tongues of men and of angels.
我们可以来寻求这样的万人的方言或者天使的言语这种恩赐。
But if we speak like angels without love, and then become just like a sounding cymbal.
但是要是我们会讲天使的话语却没有爱我们就成了一个鸣的锣
So in other words, if there's no love, nothing sounds good.
换句话来说，没有爱的话，这听上去也 不怎么好听。
So that's why quite often we look at, you know, when we look at workers of God.
常常当我们看到神的工人。
We always admire those who speak so eloquently.
我们都会羡慕那些很会讲道的。
But maybe if a worker does not speak eloquently.
比如说有一个工人，他并不太会讲话。
But because they have so much love for brothers and sisters.
但是他对于弟兄姐妹有很大的爱心。
And quite often this kind of love is not manifest on the pulpit.
这份爱有时候在讲台上可能并没有办法很明显地表达出来。
And we just feel they are not gifted at all.
我们就觉得说他们好像并没有什么恩赐。
But this is definitely the wrong way to look at things.
但这其实这样看事情是不对的。
Yes, maybe some workers not so eloquent in speaking.
是的，有些工人他们可能在讲道上，在讲话上并没有太多的恩赐。
But when they come down from the pulpit,
但是当他们走下讲台，
you can see they manifest so much love.
我们可以看到他们身上有很大的爱心张扬出来。
For brothers and sisters.
对于弟兄姐妹。
And it's worth much more than being eloquent on the pulpit.
这份爱比在讲台上的能言善道来的更为重要。
If we only want to listen to those who are eloquent on the pulpit, we can just hire a professional to come and speak for us.
要是我们单单只是想听那些很会讲道的人的话，我们可以请一个专业的人来讲道。
But quite often the professional do not have love.
但是常常那些专业的人士，那些讲道家，他们没有什么爱心。
Yes, we can hire them to speak.
我们可以雇用他们来讲道。
But their speaking cannot move our hearts.
但是他们的道却没有办法感动人的心。
Because there's no love.
因为没有爱在当中。
But what's better, we can speak tongues of angels and also manifest love.
但是更为好的是，我们又可以讲像天使的话语，又有爱在其中。
And then when we speak, it's even more beautiful.
那这样就更好了。
And then verse 2.
第二节。
And though I have a gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
第二节，我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
Let's think about this.
让我们来想一想。
Can you imagine if you have the gift of prophecy?
我们可以想象我们有这种讲道的先知讲道的能力吗？
And understand all mystery and all knowledge.
也明白各样的奥秘、各种的知识。
And have faith to move a mountain.
而且还有全备的信可以来移动山。
Many of us would feel like I have everything.
很多人都会觉得要这样的话我们就拥有一切了。
But Paul said, yes, even though you manifest all those things.
但是保罗说即使你拥有了这一切。
But if you have no love,
但是没有爱,
we are nothing.
我们什么都不是。
This is true love he's talking about.
这保罗在讲的就是真爱。
But quite often, maybe many of us, we want to pursue for the gift of prophecy.
我们很多人都会去努力去有这种先知讲道的能力。
And pursue on to understand all mystery and knowledge.
努力的去明白各人的奥秘各样的知识。
And we always pray to all have all faith.
我们祷告求神给我们全备的信。
Yes, all these things are good gifts.
所有这些都是很好的恩赐。
But when we have all those things without love, we have nothing.
但是当我们有了这些却没有爱的时候，我们什么都不算。
Because if we understand our mystery,
当我们明白所有这些奥秘，
Yes, it's good to know.
这些道理知道是很好。
But when we prophesize this mystery, and then if we do without love, and then we become nothing.
但是当我们来宣讲，在讲到这些奥秘的时候，却没有爱，我们算不了什么。
Yes, we can have great faith.
我们也许有大信心。
But great faith is only benefit us.
但是大的信心只是对我们自己有益处。
But if we have great faith with great love.
但当我们有大的信心与及爱心。
Then this great faith and this great love not only benefit us, but also for our brothers and sisters.
那这份爱心与信心不仅对我们自己有造就，也对其他的弟兄姐妹有造就。
And then verse 3.
第三节。
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
我又将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身救人，叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然叫我无益。
It's really hard to believe.
这个很难让人想象。
How can this be?
这个怎么会这样呢？
If I bestow all my goods to feed the poor,
又是我将所有的一切来周济穷人。
I must have great love.
我一定是有爱心的。
If I give my body to be burnt,
又是我舍己来叫人焚烧的话。
I must have great love.
我也一定是有很大的爱心。
But Paul say no, it's not necessary.
但保罗说这却没有一个、却不一定是这样的。
Because sometimes we give things not because of love.
我们常常有时候会给予，不代表是出于我们的爱。
We have other reason for ourselves.
我们可能是出于其他我们自己的一些原因。
And quite often when we give our body to be burned, doesn't mean it's for love.
有时候我们舍己身 来焚烧 不一定也是叫爱。
And then if we don't do any of these things because of love, or love inside of us, then all these things become profit.These things do not become profit to us at all.
那要是我们做这一切的却没有爱心，这些东西与我们是无益的。
So that's why love is so important.
爱心很重要。
But if we look at this definition of love, there's no way it can manifest in the world with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是当我们来思考这个爱的真谛的时候，若没有主耶稣，我们在这世上很难来表现这份爱。
So for us, if we manifest everything from verse 1 to verse 3,
对于我们来说，当我们、彰显表现在、第一到第三节所记述的，
make sure that we have love、with it.
我们要确保在我们做这些 事情上我们有爱在当中。
Even we don't manifest anything from verse 1 to verse 3.
或者我们可能没有做到在第一到第一节的任何一点。
But if we have love,
但是我们有爱。
We profit everything.
我们在、诸事上都会与我们有益。
So in other words, in our lives,
换句话来说在我们的生命当中。
The only thing we should focus on is to be filled with the love of God.
我们唯一要注重要去专注于在于就是如何来让神的这份爱心充满在我们身上。
Because all the commandments and law,
在因为像所有的这些诫命的规条
and sum up in two things,
总结起来就是两点。
That is to love God with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our minds.
第一点就是我尽心尽意尽力来爱主我们的神。
And for us to love like that, we must manifest the true love that is from God.
我们要可以做到这一点，我们也要来思考彰显神的这份爱。
We also must love others as we love ourselves.
第二点就是我们要爱人如己。
And for us to love others ourselves, we need to manifest this true love is from God.
那我们要做到这一点，也要彰显从神而来这份爱。
So what is the characteristic? We know the definition of true love. Love suffers long, all these kind of things. But how can we see it in our daily lives?
那爱的特征是什么？我们刚才学习了是爱的真谛，但是在我们的生命生活当中，它是如何表现出来的
呢？ In other words, what can true love do for us?
换句话来说，真正的爱、可以为我们做什么？
Quite often we talk about love.
我们常常都会来谈爱。
I love you, you love me.
你爱我，我爱你。
We love our family, we love our children.
我爱我们的家庭，我爱我们的、孩子。
But if we want to measure with true love,
但是我们要来衡量这份爱。
When we love one another,
我们、当我们彼此相爱。
What can this true love can do for us?
这份爱可以为我们做什么？
Let's turn the book of Jeremiah chapter 31.
要我们翻到、耶利米书的31章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书31章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3.
耶利米书31章第三节。
The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness I have drawn you.
第三节，古时、主向以色列显现，说，我以永恒的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
So during this time, God told Jeremiah to speak to the chosen people.
那时候，神让、耶利米先知来跟他的百姓说。
So the Lord has appeared of old to me, saying,
他说、神让我如此的告诉你们。
Yes, I have loved you.
我爱你们。
With an everlasting love.
这是以永远的爱。
I mean, I love you with true love.
是用一份真正的爱心来爱你。
Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
因此，我以慈爱吸引你。
So in other words, if you have manifest true love inside of us,
换句话来说，我们要是真的有这份真正的爱心在我们心中彰显出来。
This love can draw a person close to us.
这份爱心可以吸引一个人来到我们身边。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像耶稣基督。
He said when he's lifted up.
他说当他被举起。
He will draw all men to himself.
他会、吸引万民到他的前面。
So why when he lifted up, that he can draw all men to himself?
为什么当他被举起的时候他可以吸引 万民呢？
Because when he was crucified,
因为当他被钉死在十字架上。
That's the time he manifests His love toward mankind.
那就是那一个时刻，他彰显他的爱到万民当中。
Because of this love, that's why all men will draw to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为出于这份爱，万民被吸引。
So the same thing for you and I.
同样的应用在我们身上。
If we truly manifest His true love toward one another.
当我们真的有这份真爱彰显与到彼此的话
，No one would ever want to leave the church.
没有人会真的想要离开教会。
Why? Because if we have this kind of love.
因为我们有这份爱。
It's like a magnet.
就好像一个磁铁。
It draws to one another.
他们会彼此的吸引。
So when we come to worship God.
当我们来敬拜神。
We're just so joyful with one another.
我们会彼此的很喜乐。
Because this love of God draws us together.
因为这份神的爱让我们彼此的更亲近。
But first, this kind of relationship we must have with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是前提是在这种关系之前我们首先要有耶稣基督。
Because the reason we're sitting here this morning.
今天早上我们会坐在这里。
Yes, maybe there's many other things we want to do.
世上也许有很多的事情我们需要我们去做。
But the reason we are here this morning.
但是我们今天早上在这里的理由。
Because the love of God draws us here.
是因为神的爱吸引我们到这里。
You can see this love is so powerful.
我们可以看到这份爱是很伟大。
And this love we should also draw one another close to each other.
同样的这份爱心也要吸引彼此在我们周围。
We can see the parable of the prodigal son.
我们看到浪子的比喻。
The time he wanted to leave his father.
那时候他想离开他的父亲。
And his father just let him go.
他的父亲就让他走。
And the time he took everything he had and went to a far country.
那时候他收拾他所有的一切就离乡背井。
Then there arose a great famine.
那时候在那个当地就有很大的灾荒。
Even though with this famine, the son did not come back.
即使那时候当地有大的饥荒，他也不愿意回来。
But during time he went out to even desire to eat the pig's food.
那时候他甚至想吃他所饲养的猪的那些食物。
In other words, this son have hit bottom.
那换句话来说，这个小儿子他已经在他人生的最低潮了。
And then he thought about his father.
他那时候想到他的父亲。
And he said, in my father's house, even the highest servant have enough food to eat.
他想到在他的父亲家里，即使是仆人也有足够的食物。
And I'm here dying with hunger.
但是我现在快要饿死了。
So in other words, what he's saying that in my father's house, there's such great love.
换句话来说，他觉得他在他父亲的家是有那么多的爱。
If this highest servant have enough food to eat, how much more that my father have given to me?
要是这个雇工都有足够的食物可以吃的话，更何况我呢？
So because of this love, that's why this son said to himself, "I must arise and go back to my father."
正因为他想到这一点，所以他决定起来要回到他父家当中。
Because the father had true love for his son.
因为这个父亲对于儿子是有真正的爱。
So even the son have strayed away.
即使他的儿子偏离了
But the father never lose hope.
但是父亲并没有失去盼望
Always waiting for his son to come back.
一直都在等待他的儿子回来
And he always loved his son.
他也一直爱着他的儿子
And know that one day this love will draw his son back to him.
他知道这份爱总有一天会吸引他的儿子回头
So the same thing for us nowadays.
同样对于我们今天
If we have this such great love.
要是我们有这份的爱心
Then we always want to be close to one another.
我们就会常常的会想彼此的亲近。
If you have this great love,
要是我们有这份爱
this love will also want us to draw close to our Lord Jesus Christ.
也会吸引我们来到主耶稣面前。
Of course, every relationship is not easy.
每一段人际关系都不简单。
It takes hard work.
需要努力。
But the only thing we should focus on is to be able to be filled with God's love.
我们所要注重努力的就是要如何让神的爱充满在我们心中。
Look at Naomi and Ruth.
就好像拿俄米跟路德。
When Naomi left the land of Moab,
当拿俄米离开了摩亚地的时候
，she had nothing at all.
她一无所有。
She had nothing.
她一无所有。
But why did Ruth determine to follow Naomi?
为什么路德下定决心要追随拿俄米呢
？There's no doubt because the love of Naomi for Ruth.
毫无疑问的是拿俄米对于路德的爱心
So that's why Ruth said to her
所以路德才会对他说
Because the great love of Naomi have drawn her to her people
因为拿俄米的爱心让他吸引他到他的百姓当中
That's why Ruth made determination
所以路德才会下定决心。
And she said to Naomi,
他对拿俄米说
And there's no way she can say such things if she have not been drowned by the love of Naomi.
他要是不是有这份对于拿俄米的爱的话，他无法说出这样的话。
That's why she said, entreat me not to leave you.
他说不要催我回去不跟随你
But to turn back from following after you
或者不跟随你
For wherever you go, I will go
你往哪里去我也往哪里去
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge
你在哪里住宿我也在哪里住宿
Your people should be my people
你的国就是我的国
And your God, my God
你的神就是我的神
And where you die, there I will die
你在哪里死我也在哪里死
And there I will be buried
也葬在那里
And she said, the Lord do so to me, nothing but death part you and me.
除非死能使你我相离。
How can she say such thing if she was not drawn by love?
要不是爱的吸引的话，她如何可以讲出这样的一番话？
So that's why you and I.
所以对于你我
we cannot afford but to manifest this true love from God.
我们唯一可以做的就是努力来追求神的这份爱。
Because on the end days,
在末世
the chosen people of God will be persecuted severely from the people in the world.
神的选民会被世上的人所逼迫。
And during that time, we must work in unity.
那个时候，我们要彼此的团结，一起努力。
And the only time we can be unified like that, if we can be able to knit our hearts together and drawn together by love.
那我们可以彼此的团结，然后同心同力的话，只有靠着这份爱。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2.
让我们翻到哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书的第二章
Verse 2
第二节
Colossians chapter 2 verse 2
哥罗西书第二章第二节
2 verse 2
第二章第二节
That their hearts may be encouraged being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of all full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God both of the Father and of Christ
第二节要叫他们的心得安慰因爱心互相联系以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督
So first we need filled with the true love of God
当我们有神的真爱在我们心中
And this love will draw us together
这份爱会让我们更靠近
And when we come together we even want to be even closer
当我们靠近的时候我们想要更亲近
And we want to be knit together
那我们就会就好像一体。
So that's why here Paul said in verse 2 that their hearts may be encouraged, be knit together in love.
所以保罗才会说要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联系。
Yes, quite often we can be knit together in many different reasons.
我们会彼此的联系，可能出于很多其他的理由。
But if we knit together for any other reason, this knitting, this be knit together is not strong.
但是这份团结，这份联系，要是出于其他的理由的话，是其实是不牢靠的。
Because, but if we knit in love,
但是我们要是凭以爱，因为爱
心，
在末世的时候，因爱心
，You and I will completely manifest the love of Jesus Christ.
你与我都可以彰显神的这份爱。
And then there's a time we be able to be knit together in one heart.
那我们就可以彼此的联系，然后有同心。
Now just think about this.
让我们来思考一下。
Do we really knit together in one heart?
我们真的是彼此的同心，
how,
彼此联系吗
？How do we know we knit together or not?
我们怎么知道我们真的是有彼此的联络呢
？For example, when we see our brothers and sisters,
比如说当我们看到我们的弟兄姐妹
，when they go through trial and tribulation,
当他们在患难当中的时候
，when they go through suffering,
当他们在受苦的时候
，do our heart feel the same way?
我们的心是不是也深同感受
？If our heart don't feel a kind of suffering for them, this means we have been not been knit together.
要是我们的心并没有感受到这份苦楚的时候，代表我们的心并不是在一起。
Hearts are knit together.
当我们的心是在一起。
Then when they feel in pain, we also feel the pain.
他们觉得痛的时候，我们也觉得痛。
When they're in deep sorrow, we also feel the sorrow.
他们的忧愁就是我们的忧愁。
But quite often we do not feel like this.
但是常常我们并不是觉得是这样的。
But we must get to the point to feel like this.
但是我们要努力可以感受学习感受到这一点。
Knit as one together.
用因为爱心可以来彼此联络。
Different churches.
我常常会去各个教会。
For me, I really praise and thank God for brothers and sisters' love.
对于我真的很感谢神，看到弟兄姐妹彼此之间的爱心。
Sometimes I visit a church maybe only for one day.
有时候我去一个教会可能只有一天时间。
But when I leave that church,
当我离开教会
，Why do many brothers and sisters shed tears?
为什么那么多弟兄姐妹会流泪呢
？Because our hearts are knit together in love.
因为我们的心是靠在一起，凭着爱心靠在一起的。
And you imagine if I go to a baseball game?
比如说我要是去看一个棒球赛
and I sit next to the person for 3 hours
我要是坐在旁边跟旁边一个人坐了一个三个小时
then when I leave the baseball game
当我离开这个棒球赛
you think I would be able to shed tears and stuff like that because I'm leaving them
那当我要离开旁边那个人的时候你觉得我会流泪吗
of course not
当然不会
sometimes we are thankful we have to leave this person maybe they are so loud and stuff like that、right?
有时候我们甚至会感谢很感恩可以离开这个人因为这个人很吵
But when we are knit together by the love of Christ.
但是我们的心要是团结在一起的时候。
No, until this day, you know, I haven't been to Africa for a while.
我已经很久没有去非洲了。
Until this day, I still think about them.
但是直到今天，我还常常思念着他们。
Especially when I eat some good food, right?
尤其常常，要是我吃到好食物的时候。
When I eat good food, I always think about brother and sister over there.
当我吃到美食的时候，我都会想到当地的弟兄姐妹。
But because my heart, I hope that one day they also can eat this kind of food.
因为我的心也希望总有一天，他们也可以尝到这份美食。
Because when I was there the last time.
我记得上一次我去在当地的时候。
My last impression of eating.
我记得 我那时候 吃东西的感觉
And one time I took our the Ritz crackers
那时候我记得我拿出一些饼干来吃
See, I took it out because for the adults
那时候拿出来是给大人吃
I mean for the children, sorry, for the children
是给小孩吃
But all the adults came and they wanted to have it also
那时候那些连大人都围过来想吃
So I had to break the Ritz crackers in half, right?
我那时候要把饼干分成两半
I mean the Ritz crackers are only this big
那我们知道饼干都很小
Because I did not have enough so I must break in half
那因为我没有足够的所以我要把它分半
But I always have this image in my head
但是我一直都记得当时的情景
When I give this cracker to them
当我把这些饼干分给他们吃
And the way they eat these crackers
他们吃饼干的那个情境
It seemed like they're eating like a flaming yawn or something like that
就好像他们吃到世上最好的美食
They would bite the crackers very small
他们会
Because they wanted to last
他们会一小口一小口的
吃。When I think about it, I can't help but feel so sad inside my heart.
当我看到他们这样的时候，我心里觉得很难过。
The small piece of cracker maybe lasts them 2-3 minutes while they're eating it.
那么小的一块小饼干，他们可能会吃上2-3分钟。
Why? Because every little bite they cherish it, right? How good it is to them.
因为每一口他们都是在珍惜着。
So when I think about this,
当我想到这一点
，I really can't help but feel so sorrowful inside.
我就情不自禁的会觉得很难过。
So sometimes I eat good food.
所以当我有时候吃到美食
，I always think about them.
我就会想到他们。
Even though I went there only one time a certain area.
即使有一些地区我可能只去过一次。
Why? Because God have knit our hearts together.
但是神却把我们的心都揉在一起。
So we are drawn by love.
首先我们是被爱所吸引。
When we come close together, and then we are knit together in love.
当我们聚在一起，我们就因为爱心团聚在一起。那当我们的心都联络在一起的时候
，It's in the Song of Solomon.
让我们翻到雅歌。
Song of Solomon.
雅歌。
Chapter one.
第一章。
Song of Solomon, chapter one.
雅歌书第一章。
Verse 2-4.
第二到第四节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 1:2-4.
雅歌第一章第二到第四节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Verse 3.
第三节。
Because of the fragrance of your good ointments, your name is ointment poured forth. Therefore the virgins love you. Verse 4.
第四节。
Draw me away. We will run after you. The king has brought me into his chamber. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will remember your love more than wine. Rightly do they love you. So we can see here.From verse 2-4 in this book of Song of Solomon.
在雅歌书第一章的第二到第四节当中
When we manifest God's love.
当我们彰显神的爱
This God's love can completely satisfy us.
这份神的爱可以完全的满足我们
Just like what they say here.
就像这里所记载的
That your love is better than wine.
你的爱情比酒更美
Because wine represents the things of this world that give us pleasure.
酒是代表着这世上给予我们满足的一东西
But it's better than everything that's in this world
但是他的这份爱比世上这一切都来得更美
And this love be able to draw us away
那这份爱也可以吸引我们
And this love be able to allow us to run after it
这份爱让我们会快跑地跟随他
And this love be able to let us be glad and rejoice
这份爱会让我们欢喜快乐
And when we have this kind of love
当我们有这份爱
we will completely be satisfied
我们会完全的满足。
So that's why when we come to have fellowship with one another.
当我们常常彼此团契的时候。
If we fellowship in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们在爱中与主耶稣团契。
We always gonna look forward for this fellowship.
我们会常常的盼望那份跟弟兄姐妹团契的机会。
Why we come together in the love of Christ?
因为当我们在凭着主耶稣的爱彼此团契。
We will be so satisfied.
我们会很满足
satisfied to the point we can never forget this kind of fellowship.
我们满足到我们不会忘记这样的团契
You can see nowadays in this world.
在世上现在这个世界
No we can be satisfied with anything anymore.
没有人会被任何的事情所一直的满足下去
The more that we want, the more we want to fulfill ourselves.
那当我们有更多我们就需要更多的东西来满足我们
And the more that we fulfill ourselves, seem that we need even more.
当我们有要更多的东西来满足的时候我们好像需要更多
So that's why when I was in high school,
我记得当我在高中
This famous song, right?
有一首很出名的歌
I can't get no satisfaction.
我没有办法完全的满足
And then it say, and I try, and I try.
那首歌说我一直的去试去试
Why? Because the satisfaction they're looking for are the things of this world.
因为谈到满足是谈到在世上的他们寻找这些享乐来满足他们
So many human beings cannot be satisfied.
其实直到现在其实世上很多的人都没有办法让他们的心灵可以得到满足
It doesn't matter how much money they have.
无论他们有多少的钱
It doesn't matter what they have in their lives, they can never be satisfied.
无论他们在他们的生命当中拥有多少他们都是不满足
But if we have known the love of Jesus.
但是当我们知懂得主耶稣的爱
and the love of Jesus Christ manifests inside of us.
当主耶稣的爱在我们的心中得到彰显
this love always going to satisfy us.
这份爱就可以常常的满足我们
So let's pursue for this love.
因为我们来追求这份爱
So we are drawn by love.
我们被爱所吸引
We are knit by love.
我们被爱所联系
We are satisfied by love.
我们被爱所满足
Let's go to the last point.
让我们来看最后一点
We also are compelled by love.
我们也被爱所激励
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们翻到哥林多后书
Chapter 5.
第五章
Verse 14.
十四节
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
哥林多后书第五章十四节
Verse 14.
第十四节
14 and 15.
十四十五节
For the love of God, the love of Christ compel us, because we judge thus that if one die for all, then all die. Verse 15.
十五节
And he died for all, that those who live should knowlive no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. So we can see these two verses that the love of Christ can compel us.
神的爱，主耶稣的爱可以激励我们。
It compels us to do things according to his will.
激励我们可以按着他的旨意而行。
So why it compels us to do things according to his will? It also restrains us from doing what we want as, for ourselves.
当他激励我们按他的旨意而行的时候，也可以阻止我们按照我们自己的意思而做事情。
So that's why in verse 14 say, For the love of Christ compel us because we judge us that if one die for all, then all die.
十四节，基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Then he said, and he died for us.
那他这接着说他为众人死
That those who live should live no longer for themselves but for him who died for them and rose again.
是叫那些活着的人不为自己活乃为替他们死而复活的主活
So when we come together as brothers and sisters
当我们作为弟兄姐妹的来到一起
Quite often we are satisfied.
我们会满足
But we cannot just be like this.
但是我们不能停留在这一步
This true love also must compel us to do everything according to his will.
这份真爱也要激励我们按着他的旨意而行
Because now that we live,
现在我们活着
we no longer should live for ourselves.
我们不是在为自己而活着
but live for Jesus Christ who died for us.
替我们而死的主耶稣而活着
And the thing that he won from us the most is to go out and preach the everlasting gospel.
那他最希望我们为他而做的就是出去传他的福音
Because the love of God compels us to do so.
神的爱激励我们这样去做
For all of us, we need to have this kind of love.
我们每一个人都要有这样的爱。
The kind of love that suffers long and is kind.
这种爱才是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
The kind of love is not envy.
这种爱才是不嫉妒，也不自夸。
It's not parade itself.
也不自张狂。
It's not puffed up.
也不自夸。
This is the kind of love should be able to be all things, hope all things, believe all things, and endure all things.
这份的爱才会是凡事的包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
If we have this kind of love manifest in us,
当我们有这份爱心在我们的心中
This love never fails.
这份爱是
永不止息 Yes, even though we want to have the gifts of prophecy, we want to have a gift of faith.
即使我们享有先知讲道的能力或者有全备信心的能力
But pursue for love.
但是追寻这份爱
Because this love can draw us to one another.
这份爱心可以让我们彼此的吸引
And this love can knit our hearts together.
这份爱心可以让我们的心彼此联络
And this love can satisfy one another.
也让我们彼此的满足
And this love will be able to compel us to do everything according to God's will.
也会激励我们按着他的旨意而行
So in our world, we cannot afford but to manifest this true love.
我们现在就是要来努力的去寻求这份爱
So we praise and thank God.
我们感谢主
And next week, I will be here again, to have fellowship with you.
那下星期我也会跟诸位在一起继续的团契。
And we continue to study true love.
我们会继续来学习真爱。
Now let's all rise and sing one hymn.
现在让我们一起来唱诗。
Sing hymn 332.
让我们一起来唱诗332首。
332.
332首。
The love of God is greater than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond.